I've got sodium batteries right here in my hands, but three sodium battery companies went bankrupt in the last year. Another shut down voluntarily and returned $9 million to investors, even though their technology worked. And one had $25 million worth of orders sitting in their warehouse that they couldn't legally ship. What's killing these companies isn't bad technology, it's bad timing. See, while sodium batteries were busy getting better, lithium prices crashed by 90%. The one advantage that sodium was supposed to have, which was being cheaper, just evaporated. And now we're left with a technology that works, products that you can actually buy, but an industry that seems to be collapsing around it. So what does this mean for you? Should you avoid sodium batteries? Are they a dead-end technology? Or is this just growing pains before sodium takes over? This is a sodium battery that you can get today. They're real. They're in our homes, and I want to figure out if they have a future or if we're watching an entire industry become obsolete before it ever really got started. I'm Matt Farrell. Welcome to Undecided. This video is brought to you by Incogni. We've talked about sodium ion batteries before, so here's the quick version. They work almost exactly like lithium batteries in your phone. Ions shuttle between two electrodes when they charge and discharge. It's simple enough. The big difference, sodium is everywhere. It's the sixth most common element on Earth, and we can literally pull it from seawater. Lithium has to be mined from a handful of deposits worldwide, which makes it expensive and creates supply chain headaches. But there's a catch. Sodium is less energy dense than lithium, which means bigger, heavier batteries for the same amount of power. For stationary storage, that's absolutely fine. For EVs, where every ounce affects range, that's a problem. Sodium does have one advantage. It handles cold weather better and can safely discharge to 0 volts. That makes it appealing for specific applications. The question is whether those niches are big enough to sustain an industry. And before we dive into what went wrong with all the bankruptcies, let me show you what's actually working. And they're all targeting the same niche. Applications where weight doesn't matter and cold resistance does. Take Blue Yeti's Pioneer NA. It's a 900 watt hour portable charging station that weighs 35 pounds, about 20% heavier than a comparable lithium version. But here's what makes it work. It can charge at temperatures as low as negative 15 degrees Celsius, which is about 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and it can discharge down to negative 25 degrees Celsius or negative 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Your typical lithium battery won't even charge below freezing. For camping in winter or keeping your lights on during a cold weather blackout, that extra weight doesn't matter that much. The cold resistance does. Blue Yeti also claims it can recharge to 80% in 45 minutes, which is genuinely useful in an emergency. Then there's 11 Energy in the UK that's making home battery storage systems. 11 takes its name from sodium's atomic number. And I gotta say, I've seen stranger things. Their 4.5 kilowatt hour unit operates comfortably between negative 20 degrees Celsius and 55 degrees Celsius. It's about 10 to 15% bulkier than a comparable lithium system, but since it's sitting in your garage or even outside in a weatherproof case, who cares? Notice the pattern? Both companies are succeeding in stationary applications where sodium's weight disadvantage disappears, and its cold resistance becomes a selling point. That's a viable business, but it's also a pretty narrow lane. So if sodium has found its niche in cold weather stationary storage, why are companies going bankrupt? The answer comes down to two brutal economic realities that hit at exactly the wrong time. First, lithium batteries didn't stand still. While sodium was busy improving, lithium kept getting better too, making it harder for sodium to expand beyond its narrow lane. But that's not the killer blow. The real problem, lithium prices crashed. Thanks to a global lithium surplus, prices have deflated by as much as 90% over the past few years, according to Benchmark Mineral Intelligence. Remember, sodium's whole selling point was supposed to be that it's cheaper than lithium. And when lithium prices drop 90%, that advantage evaporates overnight. If lithium is both more powerful and cheaper than sodium, the business case collapses. And that's exactly what happened to several companies that were betting big on sodium's future. And despite the successes some companies are seeing with sodium, there have been some serious losses too. California-based Natron Energy was a sodium battery company that touted impressive stats, even if they did leave me with a few questions. Their big claim to fame was that they had the first working sodium battery factory in Holland. No, not that Holland. Holland, Michigan. In August of 2024, their Michigan plant was well on its way towards full-scale commercial production, and Natron announced plans for an additional 24-gigawatt sodium ion gigafactory in Edgecombe County, North Carolina. So things seemed to be promising, but Natron was facing a serious problem. Natron had $25 million worth of orders waiting at their Michigan factory, but they couldn't actually hand over the batteries to their customers until they passed their Underwriter Laboratories UL certification. This is a boilerplate third-party safety test. It's no big deal. However, earning your UL certification can be a very time-consuming process, often spanning several months. This waiting period left the company in a cash crunch, and allegedly Natron investors were not stoked about handing over more cash to keep the company afloat. Things got worse when Natron's top shareholder, Sherwood Partners, tried to sell its stake, but no one was interested. This led directly to Sherwood & Company liquidating the company on September 3rd of 2025. Before we get into the next failure, though, and trust me, this one's even stranger, let's talk about something that's been quietly failing in the background, your digital privacy. Today's sponsor, Incogni, can help you get to the source of the problem and restore some of your privacy. Data brokers collect and sell your personal details to people who might use it against you. We're talking about real threats like identity theft, scams, and stalking, because they can't harm you if they can't find you. Your home address, phone number, and relatives' information are being sold online, and criminals use this data to take out fraudulent loans or track people down in real life. I signed up for Incogni, gave them the legal right to work on my behalf, and then just sat back and relaxed. It's really that easy. Their custom removals feature is really cool. You can flag any website where your data is exposed and they'll get it removed. I've seen a dramatic drop in where my information is showing up online. If you want to take back control of your personal information, give Incogni a try. Use code UNDECIDED at the link below and get 60% off an annual plan. Thanks to Incogni and to all of you for supporting the channel. All right, so what makes that next failure even stranger? Well, Natron isn't alone. In April of 2025, Stanford spinout Bedrock Materials shuttered its production of sodium batteries and returned $9 million in funding to its investors. This was unusual as Bedrock wasn't facing a cash crunch or some kind of materials or engineering struggle. According to their CEO, Spencer Gore, sodium just stopped making economic sense. Our modeling pointed to a clear outcome. In a world where lithium remains abundant, today's sodium-ion batteries can't compete on cost, even at commercial scale. Independent researchers at Stanford reached the same conclusion, noting that for sodium-ion to succeed, it would need either a breakthrough in energy density or to carve out niche applications based on unique performance traits. Gore also added that the performance benefits of sodium-ion batteries could be achieved by making modest adjustments to current-gen lithium chemistries. And this isn't just a USA-based issue. Swedish sodium battery manufacturer Northvolt, whom we've talked about before, ran into similar issues. Like Natron, Northvolt's niche was manufacturing sodium batteries in their home region. They too had their challenges. By January of 2024, they were originally spending around $100 million per month and were in debt, though they did secure a $5 billion debt deal. Now, major European car manufacturers like Volvo and Volkswagen were lining up to buy European-made sodium batteries for their EVs, so Northvolt seemed to have a clear path out of debt and into commercial success. However, by June of 2024, BMW grew tired of waiting for Northvolt to deliver and canceled a $2 billion contract. Northvolt never recovered. On March 12, 2025, Northvolt filed for bankruptcy, citing rising capital costs, geopolitical instability, subsequent supply chain disruptions, and shifts in market demand. There's also Japan's NGK, which is a sodium battery adjacent manufacturer. NGK wasn't making pure sodium batteries, but sodium sulfur hybrids. These were large stationary storage devices, and they seem to have more in common with molten sodium batteries than lithium-like sodium batteries that we've been talking about so far. NGK had a deal with material supplier BASF since 2019, and they were in discussions with BASF to expand supply capacity and achieve cost reductions in response to anticipated growth in energy storage demand. Now, discussions ended in September of 2025, and I'm guessing they didn't end well, because by the very next month, NGK announced that they were shuttering their sodium sulfur battery division. Looking back at all of this, sodium feels much less like a next big thing and more like a pretty risky business. As Andrew Thomas, president and co-founder of sodium battery manufacturer Acculon Energy, told IEEE, "The battery business is very difficult. There are a lot of tombstones." But while startups are folding, the world's biggest battery makers are doubling down. CATL and BYD together control over 55% of the global EV battery market. And they're not backing away from sodium. They're going all in. When we checked in with CATL last August, the company claimed that it was on track to make its sodium batteries 90% cheaper and has two versions of its sodium EV battery already. There's Nextra, which is the pure sodium addition for commercial vehicles and heavy-duty trucks. Then there's the Freevoy, which is something more interesting. It's a combo pack that mixes two battery chemistries in the same housing, so you can swap between modes on the fly. Start your car on a cold day in sodium mode and switch to high-performance NMC mode once the weather warms up. In September of 2025, CATL announced its sodium battery achieved a 175 watt-hours per kilogram energy density with a 310-mile range. That's not too far off from lithium iron phosphate or LFP batteries, which are the most common right now. For context, the Tesla Model S long range using nickel manganese cobalt or NMC batteries gets around 400 miles from batteries with a roughly 250 plus watt hours per kilogram. Sodium is closing the gap with LFP, but it's still not there for long range EVs that are using NMC chemistries. The company says that mass production starts in 2026 this year, though they do hedge with dependent on customer project timelines. CATL estimates sodium could capture over 40% of China's passenger vehicle market. If CATL gets its sodium EV batteries to market first, CATL can reap that sweet, sweet first mover advantage. Or should I say, salty first mover. BYD has been quieter, but equally aggressive. In January of 2024, they started construction on a 30 gigawatt hour sodium plant in Suzhou, with trial production slated for March of 2024. I haven't found updates since, which could be a language barrier issue or genuine radio silence. Either way, China's Suning Economic Development Zone is positioning itself as a sodium manufacturing hub, with multiple companies building major factories there. So what do these giants see that the startups missed? Well, three things: deep pockets, vertical integration, and patience. They can afford losses while scaling. They control their supply chains from raw materials to finished batteries. And they're not trying to beat lithium on price today. They're betting lithium prices won't stay low forever and that sodium will drop dramatically over time. When lithium was scarce, sodium looked inevitable. Now it's a longer-term hedge. The question is whether these companies can outlast the downturn better than the startups could. So what's the verdict on sodium batteries? Well, here's what we know. Sodium has found a niche in cold-weather stationary storage. Products like Blue Eddy's Pioneer NA and Eleven's Home Batteries aren't vaporware. They're real, they work, and they solve real problems that lithium struggles with. But the window for sodium to become the dominant battery technology has changed, at least for now. The 90% crash in lithium prices have slowed that dream. Startups betting everything on sodium being cheaper went bankrupt. The technology works, but the economics don't, at least not yet. However, lithium prices won't stay this low forever. And when they inevitably rise again, sodium will be waiting with the lower raw material costs and none of the supply chain headaches. The question is whether the industry can survive long enough to see that day. This is where the giants come in. CATL and BYD have deep enough pockets to weather years of losses while building out sodium production. They're not trying to beat lithium today, they're positioning for the long game. And in batteries, betting against the world's biggest manufacturers is usually a mistake. For you as a consumer, if you need backup power for cold climates or stationary storage where weight doesn't matter, sodium batteries are a legitimate option right now. For EVs, stick with lithium for the foreseeable future. Sodium's day may come, but it's not here just yet. But what do you think? Do you have sodium batteries for your home yet? Would you want them? You can also check out extended cuts of my videos over on Patreon. And speaking of that, these videos take a team to make. A team of humans. Real research, real interviews, real feedback from experts. There's no AI slop. If that matters to you, Patreon support helps a ton. And a big welcome to new producer, Jay. Thanks so much for your support, and the link's in the description if you'd like to join. But honestly, just watching like you are right now is absolutely awesome. So thank you. And check out my follow-up podcast, Still to Be Determined, we'll keep this conversation going. Keep your mind open, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next one.